all are having a blessed day. Before we get started, I have a couple announcements. Today's devotional is called What is Lasting? The verse of the day is 2 Corinthians 4:18. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but what is unseen, since what is seen is temporary and what is unseen is eternal. In our verse, this is our key verse of the week. This will be our last day on it. We get a new verse every Sunday. It's Romans 12:10. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another is showing honor. Okay? Also, I want to let everyone know that the new Bible challenge is out. If you're looking for those two items, please don't be shy. Please click the link in my bio. It will be on multiple platforms I host a podcast on. And also will take you places that I post a devotional on. Wherever platform has a messaging service, use it. You can message me and I can send you the copies of it. If you like some of those copies sent to your home or devotionals or prayer cloth anointing oil, please send your address. I will send it out to you. It's free of charge. Everything's free. Also remember that you can send your prayer requests on those as well. If you click the first link, it's called surrenderministries.info. It will take you to a website that has all the devotionals on. You can look at them as much as you like. They're free of charge and the website's mobile friendly. Also at the right hand corner towards the middle of the page is a chat box. If you click it, you can just put in your name, email address. You can chat with me about anything. It could be about the devotionals. It could be about first you're reading. You can be having a Bible study and you want to try to understand something that you have came across. You can message me about that or even your prayer requests. Request practically every day, so Sundays and Wednesdays are according to how the Spirit moves. That's when we do the prayer requests. Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life of the strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to cover us in your blood. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to make it through another week. Father God, we ask you to continue to grow us and mold us. And Father God, we continue to accept your rebukes and your chastisement, Father God. Father God, we pray that we make you happy. We pray that we make you proud of us, Father God. Father God, every day we try to live a holy life and try to walk a life of righteousness, Father God. Father God, we try to turn away from the things that our flesh wants, Father God. Sometimes it's hard to stop this from happening. We stop this from happening. Something else come up, and then something else come up, and something else come up. It's always something. So, Father God, help us to be able to walk through the things that keep coming up. Help us be able to walk through whatever we're having a problem with. Father God, we ask you to help us through our situation. Father God, whatever problems that we have in place at your feet, we ask you to change the situation, Father God, at your timing. Father God, if this is the season that we must go in, the season of isolation, the season of drought, the season of whatever it is, Father God, help us walk in it. Father God, carry us, Father God, through it. Father God, some of us are weak because we keep dealing with so much. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease. Father God, we ask you to send it back to the pits of hell. Father God, we ask you to help us conquer those things. Father God, if it's something we're going to trigger those things, show it to us. Father God, if it's just us in general and we're leading and we're doing things that's causing things to happen in our life, show us. Father God, we are humble enough to say, yes, I did this and this led this and this situation I'm in. So Father God, help us through those situations. Father God, if the sickness that we're dealing with from our eating habits, from doing so much, from not resting, from worrying so much, Father God, show us. Father God, wherever it is, show it. Father God, we ask you to watch over people that are having bad weather today, bad weather coming up, Father God. We ask you to watch over those people. We ask you to watch over the people that are traveling down the dangerous highway during this bad weather. We ask you to watch over the delivery people, the UPS, FedEx, anyone, Father God, to cover them in your blood. Father God, we ask you to watch over them, Father God, right now. Father God, we ask you to watch over the people that are in customer service at that works at McDonald's, Burger King, Walgreens, CVS, anything like that. They own their own business. They work at Walmart, Petco, any of these places, Father God, cover them. Help them to have a good day. Help them to be able to deal with different customers because they deal with so many different people with different spirits, Father God. But Father God, we ask you right now to give them strength to deal with it. Give them strength to go through. Father God, we ask you to cover them in your blood, Father God. Help them to walk in you, walk in holiness, not to be aggressive. Father God, rebuke the spirit of aggression. Rebuke the spirit of disappointment. Rebuke the spirit of memory call. Rebuke the spirit of perversion, gambling, lustfulness, anger, bitterness, malice, rebuke and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Any of those things have any control, any yokes over us, that we actually rebuke it, Father God, and break the yoke that's over our neck. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we ask you right now to be with Ethan. He said, I'm very sick. He said, I have the flu virus. Father God, we ask you to cover him in your blood. We ask you to watch over him, Father God. Watch over Ethan as he deals with certain things, Father God. Cover him in your blood. We ask you to give him victory against this flu virus. Father God, watch over Kevin. He said, my marriage is ending. Father God, touch Kevin right now. Cover him in your blood from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to be with him. We ask you to give him strength, Father God. If it's something Kevin can prevent, we ask you to help him with it. Father God, if it's nothing Kevin can do, Father God, we ask you just to be with him and give him peace. Father God, watch over Ray. He's battling lung cancer right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to touch him. We ask you to cover him in your blood, Father God. We ask you to be with him, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help him to win this battle over lung cancer. Anyone else is dealing with cancer. Anyone else dealing with a broken marriage, anyone else dealing with the flu virus, corona, COVID virus, Father God, we ask you right now to touch them, allergies, a bad cough. We ask you to touch these people right now, Father God. Help them through it. Father God, watch over Joe. He said, I'm having complications after having a serious surgery. Father God, wherever the complications is, Father God, we ask you to cover him. Father God, we ask you to rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease over anyone that's sent in the prayer request. Father God, we ask you to rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease over anyone that's listening right now, Father God. Father God, cover these people in your blood, Father God. Send your healing angel to touch them, Father God. Father God, this lady just messaged in. She said, my husband Justin had open heart surgery and was left paralyzed. Father God, I ask you to touch his body. Father God, you have touched people with the woman with the withered hand and the woman with the arch in her back. I probably said that wrong, but Father God, you know what I'm trying to say. Father God, you touch many people that are blind. You touch many people that are sick, full of sickness. So Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the spirit of paralyzedness. We rebuke the spirit of sickness, disease over him. Father God, we speak life. We speak mobility to his legs. And we claim it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Father God, a mother messaged in and said, my 6-year-old named Brody is cerebral palsy. Father God, I ask you to touch him. I ask you to give him strength, Father God. I ask you to help him through this, Father God. I ask you to help her through this. Give her strength. Father God, give these people family strength. Deal with these sick individuals, Father God. Father God, give them strength, give them peace, give them hope, Father God. Help them to believe in you. All they need is to see the faith, Father God. Give it to them. Father God, watch over Crystal. She's at have terminal cancer. Father God, we ask you to watch over anyone that has cancer. Looking over at list now, see anyone else have cancer. Father God, watch over anyone else that has cancer. Father God, I ask you to touch them right now. Remove the spirit of cancer. Cancer is sweeping. The sickness is sweeping the land, Father God. And we ask you right now to rebuke it and send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, it has no victory over our lives, Father God. And we ask you for victory right now, Father God. Father God, watch over Sarah. She said, I need healing of recurrent hives and aches. Father God, watch over her. Wherever is causing the hives, wherever causing the aches, Father God, we ask you to remove it. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Strength, Father God. Father God, help her to stay focused on you, Father God. Help her to not be so fixated on what's going on, which is hard to do, but help her to fix her eyes on you, Father God. Father God, watch over Shirley. She said, I need healing from pain in my back. Father God, anyone else is dealing with pain, back pain that's listening, Father God, we ask you to touch her back right now. We ask you to remove it off of them right now in Jesus' name. Father God, give her victory over this, Father God. Heal her back. Take the swelling down, Father God. Wherever discs are swollen, Father God, we ask you to touch her. Father God, watch over a man named William. The cousin messaged in. He said he has dementia and heart disease. Father God, watch over his cousin. Help him to get through this dementia if it's reversible. Father God, I know everything is reversible in your hands, but Father God, if it's reversible for him, for your will for him, Father God, please reverse it. Father God, heal his heart. Remove the disease. Remove the sickness, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch the people that are listening right now. I ask you to bless them, keep them. Father God, I ask you to put a prayer covering over them, Father God, from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet, Father God. Help them to get through this, Father God. Help them to be able to go through their day, Father God, and believe and trust in you. Father God, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me and to be blessed. Bless me graciously, Lord. Lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace. Please, Lord, I pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud of latter rain. Lord, do not hide your truth from me. Open my eyes to see your word and to hear your voice daily. I pray to receive upon this a revelation, Lord. I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven and I bind any demonic spirits that try to block the open doors and blessings heading my way. Let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive all deliverance and enlargement for my life. Let the righteousness, peace, and joy of the kingdom be satisfied, established in my life. I rebuke and bind and take authority over all nightmares and demonic dreams at night. In the name of Jesus, release your powerful angels on my behalf to fight my battles in the heavens. Lord, I seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus, in Jesus' name. Amen. So let me say this real quick. Remember to read Proverbs 11. And remember, at the bottom, every Saturday, it will be the list of things that we were praying over all week. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment, spirit, eyes, and ears to be open. I'm not going to go over the list that we normally pray for. It's at the bottom. Remember, if you want that list sent to you, I can send to email it to you if you like. But it's always going to be at the bottom every Saturday. I'll post all of them. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.